Good evening and welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast. The podcast that puts the class up your ass.
Hi, this is episode 48. It's been a lot of fun so far. It's been good times, good 2015 so far. We're enjoying it. In this episode, Melissa, she remembers how she was involved in some sort of Japanese fish fight. Because they fight.
There can only be one Japanese fish. King of them all.
Okay. Here it is. Episode number 48. Yesterday on Reddit, I read on Reddit that 2/3 of Americans cannot name one living scientist. One living scientist. So not Einstein, not Madame Curie, not Niels Bohr.
Yeah.
Someone who's alive.
I fall in that percentage. I don't know many.
I know of one, but I don't know his name.
There's so many. There's Bill Nye. That's a pretty easy one.
He's not a scientist.
Yes, he is.
He has a PhD
in science.
What kind
of credentials does he have?
Oh, let's look it up.
Well, that was a trick question, because of course I know Bill Nye.
You're Bill Nye. Neil deGrasse, who did the cosmos.
Yes.
I don't know that.
Stephen Hawking.
Forget he's alive.
He's alive.
Even though he has a movie.
Is that the guy that sounds like the computer voice?
Yes.
In the wheelchair?
Yeah, wheelchair computer voice guy.
Oh, okay.
That's Stephen Hawking.
I see him on Family Guy all the time.
He's always making appearances on Family Guy.
Cameos all over the place.
He has such a great sense of humor.
Love that guy.
I'm sure it's him, too. I asked my girlfriend the same thing last night, and she was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, you know, here's one, Stephen Hawking. And she's like, he's a skateboarder.
Who'd she think you said?
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk. Oh, Jesus.
That was so funny. I was dying laughing.
Oh.
Are you looking up Bill Nye?
Yeah.
I swear to God,
his field is mechanical engineering.
Not a scientist.
Fine, I'm
sorry,
wrong about
honey.
That. Fine.
He's known as Bill Nye the Science Guy.
You can't call him Bill Nye the Science Guy if he's not a scientist.
Okay. You just saw mechanical engineer, which a lot of mechanical engineers think they're scientists.
But really, they're just idiots?
But they're not. No, okay. They're not idiots. They're scientists in a different way.
Oh, okay.
They're machine scientists.
They're scientists in a special way.
Yeah, they're special scientists that do the kinds of math that no one else in this world ever uses.
Yeah. I got really bummed out. I saw this morning on Twitter, a firestorm on Twitter, about Blink-182 breaking up. For the second time.
Oh, shit.
I'm really upset about that.
Did you cry?
Yeah, a little.
Why can't the three of them just get along?
Because the lead guitar guy, Tom DeLonge, is kind of a...
A bitch.
Yeah, he's being kind of a bitch.
And the other one's too tatted. And the other one just sounds like a girl, so how can you actually make a group out of that?
See, it was doomed to fail from the get-go. I don't know, I'm bummed out, though. But it's okay, I saw him enough. I saw him twice, so I feel
like... They'll reunite at some point.
Hmm?
They'll probably reunite.
When they need money.
Drugs.
Yeah.
They ruin their shot.
So hopefully there'll be more.
Their shot of greatness is gone.
It's gone. They'll never get into the Hall of Fame now.
Maybe.
Maybe?
If Alice Cooper can make it, anybody can.
What's wrong with Alice Cooper?
Nothing's wrong with him, I'm just saying.
If he can make it, anyone can. That's good. I'm glad. That makes me happy.
If you can get a star on Hollywood Road, or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame?
You can make it.
I'm pretty sure anyone can get a star if you pay enough money for that. Because you actually have to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I think you have to pay to maintain it.
Have you ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
They're never crowded. I don't think anybody really cares about that place.
Well, it's also in Cleveland.
True.
Put it somewhere more relevant.
That is true. That is a problem. Melissa.
What?
What did you do over the weekend?
Well.
Well? some stuff. Did some.
I had things. Some really friendly, good old-fashioned Asian folk over to the house.
Good old-fashioned Asian folk.
And we participated in some fish fighting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you mean? Fish fighting? Did you fight each other with frozen fishes?
Yes. Swordfish.
Oh, cool. No. <I'm gone>.
No, it's with a betta fish. It's apparently an activity that a lot of Cambodians, Laotians, Vietnamese people like to partake in, aside from cockfighting.
That is fascinating. Betta fish are they're the little, like, pretty, the beautiful ones with the long tails and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really angry.
They're really aggressive, yeah.
They're beautiful, but they're mean little mm-hmm. critters.
So, yeah, we had about 12 different fights going on at one time. And
this is all taking place in your living room?
Uh-huh, on the coffee table.
That is fascinating.
While we watched the interview. We put that on for
were
the
were they offended by the interview? Guests.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's really funny.
They all said that they hate North Korea, so.
Did you throw any cash down on the table?
I didn't. They did.
Your guests did?
Yes, lots of cash. It was like $300 or $400 a fight.
That is incredible.
So yeah, there was a lot of American money laying around. So.
Dude, that's awesome. Did any fish die?
No, no one died.
Oh, okay, so no fish were harmed during the gambling.
Don't report me to PETA.
It's a PETA. PETA rap.
So
insane.
Yeah, so we actually got to keep one of the losers.
You got to keep a loser? Did you flush him?
Nope. He's sitting in a nice new home on our mantle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Recovering.
What did you name him?
Frank Ann. Because he's a survivor.
That's the worst thing that's ever been said.
I'm sorry. So yeah, he's doing good. He that's swims great. A little crooked because he's missing a fin, but.
Well, when you lose a fight.
Yeah. Well, he didn't lose. They did a draw.
Oh, it was a draw.
It was
that
a
one?
Draw. So okay. He technically isn't a loser.
He's a nothing.
He probably would have been a loser, but not. So yeah.
Did anyone win a lot of money?
Yeah, our neighbor did. He won, it's probably at least a couple grand he won.
No joke.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's solid.
I know!
How do you even know who to bet on when you're betting on fish?
Like, I don't know.
Does one look more crazy than the other?
I don't know. Well, he trains them, so.
Oh, okay.
He conditions them, so I guess during all that, he makes his lists of who's at the top.
How do you train a fish to fight? It seems like such a crazy thing. Like, you just prod them with a fork or something.
I don't know. yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, a treadmill or some barbells.
Maybe you can, like, you know, cause a little whirlpool with your finger in the fishbowl.
Yeah.
And then make them swim against the current. I don't know.
True. Or just try to flush them and put, like, a screen at the bottom.
Make them bite the toilet.
Bite the current.
Well, that's great. Oh, my God.
So yeah.
That's awesome.
The one guy soaked his in almond leaves.
What is that supposed to do?
I don't know, but.
You soak your fish in almond leaves. That sounds like a start to a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Steroids for fish.
A recipe for victory.
But apparently it helps, like, rebuild their skin and their scales, and it helps them heal quicker.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Yeah. So go take your almond baths tonight.
Lots of protein.
Everyone.
Loaded up.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah. We're probably going to have another one.
Do it.
I hope.
Do
yeah.
It.
It's,
Was everyone, like, really secretive? Did everyone give you, like, fake names?
Yeah,
like, hey, this is Ping Pong. He's here to fight
No,
fish.
Everyone was pretty open about it.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, you don't have to say any names on the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I got the card from one guy. He owns a restaurant, so I'm sure I'll be seeing him.
That's awesome. Where was everyone from?
Like, one guy was from Charlotte, one guy was from Hickory.
Oh, I meant, like, originally.
Oh, I see.
across the pond.
Well, our neighbor, Polly, is a Cambodian-American.
Okay.
The other guy, Pow,
Ow.
Was, or whatever his name was,
Let's call him, for the internet, let's call him,
Pom.
Pom.
I think it was Panned. There may have been a B at the end.
Let's call him Panda.
Okay, Panda. He was from Laos.
Laos?
Mm-hmm. Small country near Vietnam.
Lay Ocean,
yes.
The French Ocean.
And then the other guy, Ken, I'm not really sure where he was from. He didn't really talk much about himself. He was more concerned about his fish.
About his fish.
And their strong mouths. And their ability to
fight. Their strong mouth.
Yeah.
Did anyone lose a lot of cash?
Yeah. Pam did.
What?
He's the one that left us our new pet fish.
Panda gave you a fish and he lost a lot of money?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah, he was upset.
Just consider it, I don't know, a lot of money that you spend to get rid of a fish.
Yeah.
You can just look at it that way.
So, you know, for all you out there looking to fish fight, make sure you check your fish suppliers.
Where do you stand on the ethics of fighting fish? Ethical fish fighting. Don't care. I don't either.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Their fins will grow back.
Think about how many kids, like, flush. Think of the poor fish at the fair. They're constantly...
Oh, yeah. They stick them in baggies and stuff.
Yeah, that's just, like, torture.
Let's face it. Fish have pretty crappy lives.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully Frank will get a lot bigger and we can just... make some sushi out of him one day. You never
there
know.
You go. I'm going to get a koi fish. I'm going to start fighting koi fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Those suckers are huge.
They are huge.
Big
they get
fish.
Pretty big. Hey, hey!
Look who it is. Michael. Michael, do you have any thoughts on the Blink-182 breakup?
I heard Tom DeLonge was leaving to pursue non-musical projects.
Yeah.
Which means to me,
drugs?
It's only porn.
Oh, porn.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it. Good thinking.
Yeah. I mean, there is some music in porn, but I don't think he's, like, scoring porn or anything.
Well, he'll be scoring.
Hey. Hey.
Any thoughts on fish fighting?
No. If they want to fight, let them fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They do it in the wild.
They're not
they have
stop.
To.
They do it in, yeah. At some point, I'm sure two beta fish have seen each other in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like God keeps them on, like, separate
leashes.
Sides of the cardboard. Yeah. Yeah.
No, God wants togetherness.
Yeah, so if they can't hash it out talking and they feel like
they have to fight.
Kissing is
nobody,
the way to do it.
Yeah, nobody's making them fight, you know.
It's like, at least they're not gunning each other down.
That's true.
Yeah, they're not, like, shanking each other immediately.
Right.
They're like a boot with a shank.
Oh, jeez.
That would be cool, though. You dropped them in, and they both, like, pulled a weapon out.
Oh, my
yeah,
God, I
that
would love
would
it.
Tits.
That would be worth it.
That would be. That would be awesome. Did you guys see on Comedy Central, I think in March, there's going to be a Justin Bieber roast?
Are they killing him and roasting him for food?
There wouldn't be very much good meat on
how long
that,
is this special going to be like? It has to be, like, a few hours. There's so much material from that guy. It's like a marathon.
It's going to take
yeah,
so long.
It's going to take so long to...
We'll have enough time to roast them.
Exactly.
So when are they airing it?
I think it's in March, I think, but I'm not sure. Oh. I can look it up, I guess.
Why? How did they...
Why
Justin Bieber?
I mean, he's an easy target to begin with.
Exactly, yeah. He's roasted every day.
And
just
usually,
by waking up.
They try to roast someone with some accolades. Or, you know, someone who...
Yeah, he has no accolades.
Yeah,
respected.
Like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, exactly. She has had a lifetime of achievement.
Yeah, she has two accolades.
Two big fake accolades.
Let's see. Justin Bieber roast. Looking it up now.
I almost typed my own name.
Like
an idiot.
This is your middle name.
March 15th on Comedy Central.
Why do they release it with, like, that far away? They just purposely want to tease you?
They have to build the hype. So, you know, to prepare for it.
So who's
plan
their...
your life around the Bieber roast.
Who are they, who are they pushing this towards? Surely 15-year-old girls don't want to see their boy be bashed. I have no interest in watching it. I can make my own jokes about him. So why? What is the demographic here?
I don't know. People who don't like him so much.
I don't like him. I don't want to watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I don't like him.
Oh, good.
I'll watch it.
She's got 1 out of 4.
1 out of 4. You're not watching it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You championing, recording it,
oh,
waiting
I'm
for the DVD?
It.
With
bonus scenes?
I'm going to watch it because I'm going to be searching for tears.
March 7th.
I bet, oh my God, you're right. I bet you he'll cry.
He'll cry.
Okay, so if the episode is an hour, How long before he cries, do you think? At what mark do you think he'll cry? At the 15-minute mark?
I don't know. It depends on the schedule of the roasters.
Can we get the schedule, and can we put bets down on when the crying will begin?
Like Howard Stern's there, and he's like the first comedian.
Oh my god, he'll cry.
He's gonna have him crying instantly.
Yeah, as soon as Howard Stern walks up there.
You guys think that they're gonna make Justin Bieber cry? Yes.
I hope so.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I hope so too.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I will watch it if he cries.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm hoping for.
So I'm gonna let Missy watch it and then tell me if there was tears. Then I'll watch a rerun. If not, then I will.
What would you guys say to Justin Bieber?
I don't know.
Or would you just say nothing?
I would get a haircut, you hippie.
Go back to Canada where you come from.
Go back to Canada.
But they don't want him either.
Nobody wants him.
Send him to Laos.
Send him to Laos.
The ocean?
Yeah.
Across the French Ocean.
Send him to North Korea.
Now there's a place.
And let Kim Jong-un do whatever and let him be his child master.
Where was the place that, remember like... Maybe 15 years ago, there was some kid. Which Korea was it that he, like, threw garbage on the ground? And he got, like, 15 lashes? It was an American
probably
kid.
Also North Korea.
It was one of the Koreas.
Yeah.
It was probably the North.
But if it was the North Korea, I'm thinking think so. They would be, like, he would be in jail still.
It was probably South Korea. Maybe?
I don't know. The documentary I watched last night, there was this news reporter. They got caught smuggling stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Flash drives with movies on them, laptops, cell phones.
Oh, because everything is so censored, and everything's about the leader.
And he got locked up in a North Korean prison for 9 months, and he said that they made him, they put a stick behind his knees and made him, like, squat and sit on his knees, and he said that every time, like, it was just torture, like, they would, something to where, like, they'd hit him in the back or something and put more pressure on his knees, and apparently that with the stick there, it's supposed to, like, make, like, hurt really bad. I don't know. I've never been
like
tortured,
this.
So.
Have you seen?
Yeah, it was crazy. But after 9 months, they let him out.
They just let him out?
I told him to go back to China.
Oh, he was Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Well, American, but he's a Chinese-American reporter.
Huh.
Yeah.
Zach.
Yes.
Do you have any Justin Bieber thoughts?
Just that he's not worth roasting.
He's not worth, yeah.
I'd like to know what Selma sees in him, because I just don't
know
that.
Dude, I know.
Who? She's gorgeous.
Selma?
Yeah. What, isn't that her name?
Rubier?
No, it's...
Selena.
Sorry.
What did I say?
Selena Gomez.
Selma?
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. The heart wants what it wants. That girl. Yeah, she's just pretty.
She's
and,
pretty.
Yeah.
She is.
And she's so much taller than him.
Well, everybody's taller than him.
What do Justin Bieber and movie theaters have in common? They both let ushers come in the back.
Hi, whoa.
Hello.
That's right, he was usher. boy. For a while.
His, yeah, his thing.
They had a Michael Jackson.
His it boy, I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What were we talking about?
Justin Bieber.
I wanted to work in my terrible joke about theaters and Justin and usher coming out. His back door.
Usher.
So here we are.
Nice.
We've gone full circle.
You've made it into the podcast with your joke. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's all. That's all I tried to do. That's it.
Mission completed.
Mission completed.
Okay. Just the tip.